we base our life? Do we on Marxism or the words of Buddha or Muhammad? Well, hopefully not. Hopefully you will see after this that it's important that you base your life on the words of Jesus. And I've deliberately bought this Bible that I have because the words of Jesus are in red. So, and I like that because you can easily find the words of Jesus and they are important. We have two builders, two different people who both had one thing in common. They both built houses based on their understanding of what Jesus said. The house is a picture of life. Storms affected both houses. They were probably in close proximity. It doesn't actually say so, but they could be in close proximity in the same area. They used the same materials to build their house. Maybe a similar design. Our house is like the one next door on either side. And a lot of our houses are like that. And the picture is of people and how they respond differently to the gospel message. And the gospel is very simple. Very simple. In 1 Corinthians 15, I'll just find it, 3-4 says, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried and he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, and then to the 12. And after that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters." So the gospel in a nutshell is there. That he died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures. That's the gospel. So simple. And following it in Romans 10, verse 9, it says, "If you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe with your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." People hear that and react in different ways. From the outside, there isn't much difference. It would seem that they both go to church or synagogue or whatever. So what is the difference? Well, the first man, I've got a picture. Elizabeth might put it up. No? All right, doesn't matter then. I haven't got a picture. All right. And it was the Leaning Tower of Pizza, or Pisa. And a few years ago, and as you know, it's at an angle, and the reason why it is because the foundation isn't very good. It's only about 10 to 16 feet deep, which for a building of that size and that strength should be a lot deeper. So what's our foundation? Our foundation should be built on the rock. So in Pisa, they decided, and it moves apparently an inch a year, so they decided we need to do something about it. So they went, sent people to strengthen the foundations. A bit kind of late, although it's done very well for standing so long. Sand is unstable. And Pisa, the name actually means marshy land. So fancy building on marshy land. Well, if you think about it, half of our houses are built on marshy lands. So it makes you wonder, doesn't it? But the foundation has to be there. An unstable sand base is ever changing and moving. Sand is not a firm foundation. Some people like this believe in human philosophy, a wisdom, opinions, and religious achievement. What drives these kind of people is sometimes outward religious appearance. Everything appears all right on the outside, but on the inside it's not. Faith in themselves, self-belief. And we see it on the TV all the time. People have a self-belief. And in a way, they follow God on their own terms. Not on God's terms, on their own terms. And we have to be careful that we don't do that. But we should follow God on God's terms. And sometimes it's works-based. In other words, it's what I can do, what I do. Get up, pray every morning. What use is that if your life isn't built on a firm foundation? What use is that if ultimately it's going to crumble? And you see so many people in the media, their lives crumble. In no time, it doesn't take much. A little journalistic discovery and all of a sudden, all over the newspapers, and they're in a mess. 2 Timothy 3 verse 5 says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. We can all appear to have that form of godliness. We can all go to church, wear little frocks and all of that. Or wear not little frocks, but I was going to say wear nothing, but I didn't mean that. And it's easy. It requires little effort. Just a little change here and there. And they can fool themselves. We can fool ourselves. And those around us and them to thinking they are right with the Lord, but they're not. People who build on sand requires no commitment at all. No sacrifice and no real faith. Do you believe you can sign a card, say a prayer, join a church, and all is well? God calls for total surrender to his will. Just going to read from Luke chapter 9. As they were walking along the road, a man said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Jesus replied, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. he said to another man, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, first let me go and bury my father." Jesus said to him, "Let the dead bury their own dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." Still another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me go back and say goodbye to my family." Jesus replied, "No one who puts a hand to the plough and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God." And he's not in a way saying, forget about people who have died. He's not saying that. He's talking about a priority in your life. People built on sand. But one man, he built his house on the rock. And the rock, the word, refers to a bedrock, a large rock. This man dug deep until he got to the bedrock. So rock builders, that's what we want to be, rock builders, not sand builders. We hear his word. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." We not only hear the word, but we receive the word. We understand it. We accept it. If you want something, you will pay the price for it. You will do anything. Anything that God tells you to. Anything to honour God, the Lord. Anything to obey him. They make the words of Jesus the foundation of their life. How do we know we are redeemed? Well, just going to read from 1 John 2. Verse 3-6. We know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not do what he commands, is a liar. And the truth is not in that person. But if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must live as Jesus did. There are two types of people in this parable. Those whose foundation is shaky. They built on shifting sand. And those who have built their foundation on the words of Jesus. There are consequences. The rain came to both houses. The floods came to both houses. The storms of life came to both houses. One stood and the other was shaken. And we want to be those whose house is built on the rock, on the words of the red letter Bible, on the words of Jesus. And in a sense, the whole word of God is his word. So not just the red letters, but the whole word of God. And that's important, that we build our lives on him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for that illustration, that parable showing us how to live, how to base our lives. And we thank you, Lord, that we have taken on us the words of Jesus. We accept them. We believe them. We trust in them. They are our rock. And we thank you, Lord, because you have revealed to us how we should live, how we should build and order our lives. We thank you so much for that. And Lord, we come to you today affirming our lives are on the rock, not in our own self desires, not in our own self-centeredness, not in our own hopes, but on you. And we thank you, Lord. Amen.